This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Nothing like a white party, you know? The music mogul Sean Diddy Combs is now facing an expanding federal investigation, including some new allegations of sex trafficking, racketeering, and forced labor, all tied together under a nifty little bow called a RICO indictment, with the multiple lawsuits, alleged victims stepping forward, and reports of imminent property seizures. This case is taking on a scale of some of the most infamous criminal enterprises in U.S. history. But what does a RICO charge actually mean for Combs? Why did it take so long for the truth to actually surface in this case? And now that the federal prosecutors are making their move, what can we expect behind the scenes? To help us break it all down, we are joined by Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent and former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin, let's first talk about the superseding indictment, which dropped late last week, and what it all means for this case, now making it a RICO case, and lots of talk about the seizure and forfeiture of property. What did you glean out of the superseding indictment?
Yeah, Tony, this is one of those cases that I'm laughing just because I got to go back to new agent training for myself, because I am a behavior guy and now we're dealing with RICO. I haven't dealt with RICO since I was going through new agent training. I'm making sure I'm looking stuff up, racketeering, influenced and corrupt organizations. And so, yes, no doubt, all the charges dealing with Diddy, this is a criminal organization at its utmost. And so, yeah, all the new charges coming in and everything going on here is supporting very obviously RICO, which is really, really good for prosecution. Means they have a tremendous amount, because to say someone has a criminal organization means that there's a lot of data points coming in that are supporting it.
And with that being all tied together, they're now... It's in the new indictment talking about forfeiture of property, which is basically anything that he's done since about 2004, I think, is now. This case goes back now that far. I believe we were at 2006 in the initial indictment. Now they've moved back the years a little bit, it seems, as they're kind of moving back in time on the saga of Diddy. Let's talk about that a little bit in terms of how investigations like this work and function. Is that what they're doing? I mean, that's kind of what I'm gleaning on the surface is, okay, we've gone through, you know, and of course, if more things pop up in current times, but it seems they're just kind of going through the Diddy timeline, and we're getting really close to the TRL era, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, so and part of that, what they're doing is in the seizure and forfeiture area. You know what I'm imagining is every time they're now identifying something of his that he owns, that he's in possession of, or has rights to, and it can be tied to it was begotten by an illegal activity, they're able to take it and seize it on behalf of the government, which also helps a lot for the prosecution side because it gives him less resources to defend himself with as well, as then gives him access to even more potential data points and evidence. I mean, it just, this is vast. It's also interesting because they're going down the RICO side, but they're still not leaving the sex trafficking side alone also, because I still think that's going to be a major part of this. I think the real public outcry here is still going to be on the revelations on what he did with underage individuals as well as trafficking.
The big thing that he's trying to argue, right now, at least his attorneys are making the statements on it, basically saying, look, these were his girlfriends that were coming over. They weren't prostitutes. They weren't sex workers. They weren't being trafficked. These were his girlfriends. And there's nothing against having of age girlfriends. I'm assuming that the feds probably have a little more evidence to prove it wasn't just, you know, a girlfriend that was coming over, or that it goes beyond just that and more into a trafficking section of reality than, hey, come on over tonight.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, and I think they're probably going to be able to explain away and defend themselves with that argument on a couple of these cases. Other ones, maybe not as much. And that's why I think they're probably really going hard at the RICO charges, just because I think that's at this point when they're looking at the totality of what they have regarding him, it's all over. I mean, he created an empire, a country unto itself, basically, with its own laws or lack of laws, its rules, its culture and all that. And so when you're looking at it in mass, the government's looking at what is the easiest way for us to move forward with the prosecution that we can grab onto it when they're in the government's own mind of 100% certainty that we're going to be able to convict on this. And that's why we're going down the RICO charges.
Let me ask you this. It's a huge chunk of the superseding indictment talking about the seizure of his properties, high value real estate. Again, basically everything showing that somehow everything here was connected from his personal life to his business life. And that's how we get to where we're at. And they list off assets. They list off all sorts of things. Obviously, he's not been convicted of this yet. He's been charged, but he still has to go to court. What does that mean in terms of all of these things they're saying we are going to seize? Does this mean they can just freeze all the assets right now? And then if he's found guilty, we're taking it? Or are they going to start taking it? I mean, how does that functionally work in something like this?
I'm not exactly totally sure on that, Tony, because again, this wasn't my area of expertise. So I'm thinking that, yes, you're right. It is seized. It's not, he no longer has access to it. It's part of what the government has. But I'm looking at, again, since on the behavior side, I'm looking at the behavior side. So when these other outlier people that the government's hoping will flip against Diddy start hearing how the empire is crumbling, that it's all going up in smoke like this by saying it's all seized, that the government has possession of it, it says to these other people that might have been fearful of reciprocity by Diddy, of not just Diddy himself, but the cabal of groupthink in there, it's all falling apart. So these people that might have not otherwise come forward might come forward now, because it looks like the entire mindset, unhealthy mindset, is collapsing. So I'm thinking from my end, that's what's going to be really interesting and compelling.
Yeah, I mean, it really makes you wonder now that, I mean, we already had pretty much a large wall that's been put up protecting people from Diddy, the fact that he's now in prison, but you know, he still had some people out there. There's reason to still be concerned about coming forward. Now you have the second indictment, or the superseding indictment, that's come down. It feels like we've added a second wall of Teflon behind that with some more nice spikes to it that make it even more difficult for him to have retribution against possible witnesses, possible victims, possible employees. What kind of concern do you think these former employees need to have? Not the ones who were basically victimized, because there was a lot of them that you can tell they just, you know, they're there, they're doing their job, they're being victimized by him. But the ones that were actually doing his bidding, like the chief of staff, for example, where they're out there arranging things for these freak-off parties or for the Wild King Nights or whatever it is. And they're getting drugs. They're getting all sorts of material that is illegal in itself. But then also probably, again, this is, I believe it's alluded to in there, and if it's not, I apologize. But in my understanding is the allegation is that they were also, you know, the ones that were sitting there making the arrangements. It's not like Diddy sitting there texting, you know, his sex trafficking friends of, hey, let's do this. I mean, there's other people involved that help make this machine run. I'm hoping those people have spoken with authorities, because we haven't seen any other arrests as of yet. Number one, why haven't we seen arrests there? Or is this, you know, they're likely sitting there and they're spilling everything to investigators in hopes that they are looked at a little bit lighter than what they otherwise would be?
Yeah, I don't know why there's not arrest yet. And when you don't have more arrests like this, and it's a RICO case, my only guess is that, you know, people are flipping, they're talking to people, they're working out plea agreements, or they're working on a lot of things behind the scenes to get as much facts and details and testimony as they can in exchange for clemency, in exchange for leniency, or in exchange for acquittal, you know, whatever the prosecution's working on to get as many people as they can on their side for this prosecution. But again, the fact that they came forward with these charges saying they have enough people to move forward with it, because the feds do not move forward unless they, in their own minds, have 100% certainty. Then just it's going to come down to what a jury is going to rule. But in their own minds, they got everything they need. It's 100% certain they're ready.
And it feels like the stuff just keeps coming. We heard some new accusations in the superseding indictment that match up with some of the civil cases that we hadn't seen match up in the past, specifically about him dangling someone off of a balcony. I always remember the story of it being Suge Knight holding Vanilla Ice off of the balcony. I think that's what it was. Vanilla Ice had said in a Behind the Music way back in the day, but now allegedly Diddy is doing this. His rival allegedly did this, and now Diddy is supposedly doing this. I found that kind of interesting. But with things like that, where we're seeing pieces of these civil cases, and I'm assuming it's the same allegation of being dangled off of a balcony that's in the civil case, unless this was a common practice. Does that tell you that every single one of these civil cases that's being filed, that the feds are taking a look at all of those too and going, what has enough legs for us to add this to our case and what, you know, maybe doesn't? Not meaning that it's not true, but just there's not enough evidence behind it that we feel secure enough adding it to our already growing list of you know, hole-in-ones.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be looking at all that. Again, if they have the bandwidth and resources to keep looking at all these allegations coming in, because this is a case that grows by the day and is still growing.
Yeah.
And at some point, they're going to have to cut it off and say, we're ready to roll with this, because it's just too much. And then it's going to get, you know, then all these other ones are going to get, you know, promulgated to be in civil cases and continue to mount on those as well.
Once they do say, okay, you know, we have more than enough to put this guy away, and let's assume he goes away forever. But there's still a lot of other criminal activity that they didn't maybe have the resources to process in round one. Do they go back with another federal indictment, another federal investigation to cover the others? Or is it just like, look, we got him on all this stuff. It would just, you know, what's the point now?
You know, I don't know, because this is the largest case I've ever seen, really, that encompasses so much. I would think what I would do is, like, we got him away forever. I'd start seeing other cases with other people involved with this pop up, mm-hmm. and it could, and also not just domestically, it could pop up internationally, because his reach was pretty far. So I would think if they have substantive enough information and more allegations coming in after, you know, let's play that tape forward. He is tried, he's found guilty, he's put away. But we're still getting even more coming in. I think what the feds will do is they'll look for other other perpetrators as well as victims.
And yeah, I mean,
you might have more suits that spin off of it.
It seems like this could be semi-endless of the people that have been involved with him over the years, and probably several hoping that they've, you know, just drifted off into the sunset, not involved with them anymore, and they will never be found again. But it doesn't seem to be the case, as this just keeps getting, you know, deeper and darker and unearthed. You got that. You got the allegations still that maybe connect him to the murder of Tupac Shakur. That's also in play with the other trial that's going on against Dwayne Keefe D. There, of course, have never been any sort of charges against Diddy for that murder as of yet. But that's a whole other angle that I think we could see a lot more things come out of. Considering Keefe D is sitting there saying, look, yeah, I had this, and I'm wondering how many more figures will come forward about this, or that can, because there's a lot of death around Tupac, a lot of death around relationships with Tupac and between him and Biggie and people that knew people. Again, it could just be gang culture and, you know, a low lifespan when you're living that kind of life. But it does make you wonder a little bit of who knew what and who already has been silenced to try and prevent that linking from occurring.
It's a cancer. It's a cancer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing I'm thinking of also on this one is very much like the Lori Day Belvallo. And mm-hmm. that is that, hey, she's convicted, she's in prison, but we still got more charges. So they're just going to keep piling on. And they'll pile on with him, and whether they're able to get enough. And that's why, like you said, because you're dealing with a gang culture and murder and death, boy, it's hard to investigate that, because it's such a, like we've said, it's such a subculture mm-hmm. of protecting themselves, protecting each other, never diming each other out. So it's a very, very challenging area to investigate because of that, that that walls that are up around it. So it'll be interesting to see what they can actually do or not.
If they were, just theoretically, if the feds were to make a connection here to Diddy and Tupac, again, just theoretically, would this end up being part of this case, or would that be a whole other federal investigation into a connection there of Diddy ordering the hit?
I would think separate. You know, RICO, I think that what they have is they have a solid case of RICO already on this side. And then in my, again, my, this is the criminal side of stuff, which is not my strong suit. It's the behavioral and espionage side. But I would think, because we've seen this other cases, is that it would be a separate charge over here of murder. And that have to, it would have to be able to, in my mind, it'd have to stand alone with all those charges, because they, because you have a complete case on one side of RICO, and then you have this on the other side here.
It's going to keep going. Diddy may have a longer career in court than he ever had in the music industry. And that was a long career in the music industry. But yeah, we may be seeing this for the next several decades. Whole new generation will get to know Diddy in a whole different way.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.